Dungeness crab tested in the Haines area show harmless levels of the toxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning. 5 cases of PSP poisoning, including 2 deaths linked to the toxin, have been documented in Alaska in recent weeks. For member station KHNS in Haines, Tara Bicknell has more.
Those results from the Department of Environmental Conservation, which conducted FDA-approved tests on the Haines crab samples this week.
Yes, it was consistent with what we've known historically, that levels of PSP in crab and Dungeness crab from southeast Alaska are low, very low, and of not a health concern.
Kristen Ryan is Director of Environmental Health with the department. Scientists collected the samples following the death of Mike Saunders, a Haines man who was treated for PSP in Juneau after eating crab meat caught in Haines. DEC is responsible for testing commercial seafood harvest areas, but not recreational or subsistence areas like where the crab Saunders ate was believed to come from.
From our perspective, it is a representative sample. I mean, there you know, could be anomalies out there, sure. This isn't a guarantee every single crab is safe. But I think with taking the precaution of not eating the viscera, there's never been any indication, and our tests confirm this, but that the toxin accumulates in the meat of the crab. So we have no reason to advise people that crab meat is unsafe.
The department is continuing to collect samples from the Department of Fish and Game and commercial crab harvesters in the other 5 harvest areas in southeast Alaska. Ryan notes that the testing regimen for toxins in Alaska's shellfish is much stricter than crab. High levels of PSP have historically been found in southeast and southwest Alaska shellfish.
Since we haven't looked at crab from that area, any of these areas, for quite a while, we are out collecting, we have samples coming in from all the other areas, actually, as I speak, to just confirm this is a consistent trend across all of southeast Alaska. Now, there are other areas in the state, for example, around Kodiak Island, where we have consistently high levels of PSP in crab, and we require them to sell the crab in sections so that it is basically eviscerated before it goes to market.
Kate Saunders, Mike Saunders' wife, says she's still unsure what her husband's cause of death is. She says although he was treated for PSP in Juneau, it will not be known for sure whether or not he certainly had it, even following an autopsy.
His doctor was, you know, she said all his symptoms pointed to that, but at the same time, there is no real definitive test. And so most often they just have to go a diagnosis off of what the symptoms are.
A Mike Saunders Youth Activity Fund will be set up through a link at alaskacf.org. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.